Blog Talk Radio.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
Good evening, everyone.
Evening.
This is D&D.
I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
And we're delivering the truth
in New York State and beyond. So, there's a lot that's gone on this week.
Too much.
So
I'm still trying to just wrap my head around everything that's happened this week. It's been like 4 weeks of material in 3 days.
Yeah. So, what's the first one that you got here, Diana?
Well, I don't know. Well, let's just wrap up New York State. There's really more national that happened rather than New York State, I think.
Yep. Now, supposedly next week, September 1st, that's when the new gun laws go into effect, where you've got to take the 16-hour class and do range proficiency and all
that.
No, that was the first, according to the Empire report here. Yeah.
So now we can't. Basically, we've had our guns taken away, except for in a physical aspect.
Yeah, you know, and New York State has become a gun-free zone. The whole state, unless there's a sign up that says guns permitted here. So I think we're going to get one and just, you know, have it stenciled on the back of our windbreaker or something like that, and just wear it around all over the place.
Absolutely ridiculous.
And that way the guns will be legal.
And you know what's funny? I was thinking about this today. Ever since they had that shooting in Buffalo, right before they passed these bills, there hasn't been any more mass shootings in New York.
Oh, no, because...
At least not, there's been shootings in New York State, but no mass shootings.
Right. And the definition of a mass shooting is 4 people or more getting hit with bullets. Not getting killed, getting hit with bullets. So you figure, you know, Chicago, New York City, you know, all these big cities, there's a lot of mass shootings going on,
mm-hmm.
and it's all gang-related. So it's not, you know, when the statistics for New York or for the United States for mass shootings is high, that's just because of the reporting processes.
Right. I mean, there's still a whole bunch of stuff that's going on in New York. And I'm talking about New York City.
Oh, yeah. New York City is nuts.
It's a dumpster fire. So to go back on the guns, I just want to talk about New York City for 1 second, though. I saw a video today of a different ethnic race at a Walmart, and he was naked inside, you know, one of those pools. You know, they must have had the pool filled up with water. And this is what's happening in New York.
What, like a swimming pool that you put
outside?
You know,
like one of those plastic bubble ones for the kids.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
And what, a guy jumps in there naked?
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that...
And
in the old days, you'd been throwing your ass in jail for that.
Well, now they got bail reform. They'll just be out doing it again tomorrow.
Yeah, but, I mean, it would have been indecent exposure.
Right. Exactly.
And
he probably has the right to vote.
No. Doesn't everybody nowadays?
Yeah, right.
Seriously. We'll talk about the voting thing in a second. But... New York State passed a legislation this week for toy guns. So nobody is allowed to have toy guns anymore in any color. They want them to be white or bright red, bright green, bright blue, bright pink, bright purple, right, or entirely translucent. So you no longer can have any of toy guns in New York State. I'm not kidding about this. This is for real. Imitation weapons, they cannot be black, blue, silver, or aluminum.
Well, yeah, that's because, you know, people are using these toy guns to rob a 7-Eleven, and then they're not going to jail because it wasn't a, you know, robbery with a deadly weapon or anything like that. It was robbery with a cap gun. So, you know, and then I guess once in a while, somebody will be running, you know, some kid will be running around with a toy gun, and a cop might shoot him. But I think that there's only like one of those a year. And as far as I know, you know, the past 10, 20 years, all toy guns have to have an orange, you know, fluorescent orange on the muzzle.
So this goes into effect in November. And, of course, it was Brad Holyman.
Our favorite
New York State legislator, who also voted Well, he's got the transgender, the same-sex marriage, the 2019 religious repeal. He's done it all. So those are one of his, claiming that 63 shootings in New York State happened as a result of imitation weapons, and for the real ones, so, and 8 fatalities. But so they actually are threatening Amazon and Walmart that if they fail to meet the requirements for selling to New York State, that they're going to try to penalize them and consider it unlawful.
Amazing, amazing. For toy guns. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, we had all sorts of toy guns. We'd grab a stick, you know, and break it off a tree and make a rifle out of it, you know, and that was our fake rifle.
Right.
And, you know, but I guess, you know, having guns that look real, you know, the next step, because kids are crazy nowadays, is to get a real gun that looks just like their toy gun and start shooting people up. That's why, isn't it, Diana?
I don't know. I don't know. They're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
If they really want to, and, you know, the majority won't.
Yep.
So
it looks like even though cannabis was legalized for New York State, it looks like it won't be till the end of 2023 before they really open up the shops or any of that stuff. They're just kind of dragging their feet and trying to figure out what they're doing. And I guess the only, you know, for the, as far as the what do they call them? The dispensaries go. You've got to have a marijuana conviction and have been a business owner for 2 years in order to get a license to have a dispensary. Now,
I just can't.
Yeah, I know. Why would they want somebody that has been arrested for marijuana to also, you know, have a dispensary? Maybe because he knows his stuff. I don't know.
It could be. Yeah. I mean, it's a bigger moneymaker, maybe. I don't know.
And I guess the state is going to be subsidizing the industry from what I heard by paying for a lot of their rent and security deposits and things like that on the dispensaries.
Yeah. Well. So I just click on that article over there for a second.
Which one?
Where New York issues new minimum requirements for concealed carry. Is that what we talked about before, or is that something different?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
That's the one that.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how that goes. But people are going to start getting pissed. You know, and I'm talking about law-abiding citizens and their weapons and our right, which is our right. Hello.
Yeah.
For those of you who know the Bill of Rights. To carry, to be able to have a weapon. You know, it's our right.
Minimum standards for classroom training curriculum. 16 hours of in-person live classroom instruction conducted by an authorized instructor.
That is crazy.
So I guess what will happen is it'll no longer cost $100 for the course, you know, which includes your fingerprints and pictures and stuff like that.
It was
a four-hour course.
No, it was a three-hour course.
Yeah,
the one that I took. And so now you're probably going to times that by four or so.
Yeah, right, or five. Yeah, multiply it by five.
Yeah, because they're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to pay people more to be there. You know, it's going to be more processing of paperwork. I mean, they're probably going to change the paperwork to make it more difficult, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. So the topics in the 16 hours, a two-hour minimum, general firearm safety, including an overview of firearm and ammunition functions and operation, cleaning, maintenance, safe handling practices, range safety rules. And I got news for you all. There's no universal range safety rules. There's some, but every range you go to has its own rules.
Yeah.
Proper holster considerations and retention strategies. So that's 2 hours.
Yeah.
Then firearm safe storage requirements.
You don't have to read all this, though, seriously.
Okay.
Well, they'll bore the
An
listener.
Hour, yeah.
Yeah, because it'll take, you know, we can post that on our Facebook page. You know, because, I mean, look at all of it.
You've got to have a...
crazy. And, of course, this, again, was something that was passed without checks and balances while she was under her emergency order, right?
Right. Right.
So she, again, is going to do what she wants, and she extended her emergency order yet again, too.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going into September, because we are in a state of emergency in New York. The only emergency we have in New York is a bunch of dumbass fucking legislators that's our biggest emergency is our government here.
Yeah, that is an emergency.
Yeah.
You know, they've got a minimum standard for written proficiency tests, live fire curriculum.
The list goes on.
Yeah.
We're going to post that on our Facebook page because it's just too much. Or send us an email. We'll send you the link to it, and you guys can read through it. Change subjects because I'm just getting too aggravated with the whole gun deal. So what else about New York this week? I guess we could talk about the
elections, the primaries,
I mean, some areas of New York did all right. You know, they got the people in that they wanted to.
Yep. You know, in Western New York, you had a big one between Carl Palladino and Nick Landworthy, the state GOP chairman, Nick, versus millionaire Carl Palladino. And if you guys remember back, 12 years ago? Yeah, I think it was 2010. Carl ran for governor, and Nick was his campaign manager.
Mm. He lost.
Yeah.
So
it's interesting that these two guys went against each other. Now, you know, so for all intents and purposes, Nick Langworthy will be the next congressman in NY 23, just because, you know, that's probably the most conservative district in congressional district in New York State.
Well, yeah, thanks not to Erie County, but,
right.
You know, down below us.
Right.
You know, they're, you know, Erie County is still
slightly
on the liberal side, depending on where you go. You know, not everybody, but it's more liberal than, you know, most of central New York, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, crazy stuff. So, you know, but again, I'm going to say these people, they're planted there, and, you know, for their agenda. You know, people I get asked all the time, do you think Hochul will get reelected? Do you think Hochul will get reelected? I do.
Supposedly, a poll that came out today is she's about 20 points ahead.
Yeah.
You know, which is good for Zeldin because it's a 2-1 state.
No.
You know, she should be 33 points ahead or you know, 50% ahead in a 2-1 state. So being 20 points ahead, but that's still, you know, that's tough to make up.
Well, I'm going to say it again. Election integrity is something that needs to be looked at. And something that also needs to be looked at is the bigger picture of things. You know, they're just the puppeteers for the puppet masters.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know who the puppet masters, if you've been listening to this show long enough or any of the other ones on Freedom Radio or Freedomizer Radio, you know who the puppeteers are. You know, and you could see what they're doing. So they're throwing little crumbs now, you know, because it's getting close to election time. They want to look so nice and pretty. So they're going to give colleges, college tuitions, people that have college loans, $10,000. Free money, more free money. So they're saying it's going to cost the average taxpayer in America $2,000 to cover this $10,000 that people are getting for their, I don't know, what do you want to call it, loan forgiveness. And now colleges are saying that they're going to be jacking up the prices of the colleges another $10,000. Now, you know what? Colleges are indoctrination centers. That's the way I look at it. I mean, I went to college, but back in then, I didn't know any better. Now, damn, I wish I would have gone for my master's and been in there while they did this.
So, you know, in actuality, if the way it reads is if you make less than $125,000 a year, you can get a $10,000 reimbursement for some, you know, some sort of student loan, and then another $20,000 reimbursement. So that makes a total $30,000 for another type of student loan.
It was a Pell Grant.
Okay, the Pell Grant.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, All these student loans, that's why college is as expensive as it was,
yeah,
or as it is. They made student loans really, really easy, so the colleges just jacked up their prices and jacked up their prices. You know, when I'm really old, okay? Right, Diana?
I don't know. Define old.
So when I went to school, my first semester of college, it was $190 a semester. Now, yeah.
That's how much it is for a credit hour now.
Yeah, right. And then about another $500 for room and board. So, you know, even at $1.25 an hour, minimum wage, you could earn enough money over the summer to pay your tuition, books, and room and board, and still have a little bit of spending money left.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you had a part-time job during the school year. Now, with, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year tuitions, if you make, you know, that kind of money in the summer, are you going to go back to school? Probably not. If you can make $30,000 in 3 months,
yeah,
you're not going back to school, you know, and spending it on them. So, you know, so they've made, if you want to get a college education, you pretty much have to have a student loan, which is wrong. And they're inflating and inflating and inflating the cost of college. You know, what happens with all the people that were responsible and went to more affordable colleges so they wouldn't have the big debt,
mm-hmm,
and then have paid off their student loans? What about those people? What are you going to do for them? You know, this is all just a matter of buying votes. That's all it is, trying to get them, you know.
Well, the thing is, they don't need to buy votes. They're going to win anyway. So, but, yeah, they're just – and then I guess there's some new stimulus checks going out, too, to help boost the economy.
Right,
really,
right,
helping to boost it. Like, I went into Whole Foods today, and I buy this one thing. It's called Veganaise, right? So it's like a vegan mayonnaise. And I've watched – this is just one example. I've watched this Veganaise go from $4.99 from January, and it's now $7.79. I was like, damn, I got to start using less of that. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous.
Didn't you buy that stuff on sale one time and you bought, like, everyone on the shelf or something?
Yeah, it was like $3.99.
Or $2.99 or $3.99.
Yeah, now I wish I would have just bought, like, 40 of them.
Yeah,
honestly.
And put them in all in the refrigerator. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because it's, I mean, I go into a local grocery store today and I buy four items and it costs me $26.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's absolutely insane. If people are going to start to drown. They're not going to be able to afford, just with the price of gas and, you know, electricity bills doubling and water bills going up and, you know, and the news is not talking about this stuff.
You know, all I know is that they were saying, you know, natural gas, you know, to heat your house is going up by 50%. Well, last I checked, when you go from $50 to $100, that's a 100% increase, not a 50% increase. A 50% increase would have been $25.
Mm-hmm.
Same is happening with electric. So, you know, I mean, at one point we were exporting natural gas, and what they were doing was making LP gas, liquid petroleum gas, by compressing it. And we were exporting that stuff. Why is it all of a sudden there's a shortage in prices going up?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Brandon.
But it's not just him. Again, he's just a puppeteer to the puppets,
mm-hmm,
that are doing this, you know. And now, well, we're definitely going to talk about how they're lifting all the restrictions, which I think is kind of interesting now, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the monkeypox, that kind of fizzled.
Well, I saw something. Did you see the crockpox? When you wear the Crocs in the sun,
and it
sunburns little pock marks all over,
right,
your feet.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the monkeypox kind of fizzled out, huh? So I wonder what it's going to be. The polio outbreak, is that what we're working on here? I mean, I just can't.
Yeah.
I just can't. So I think that Hochul said something about making an announcement for the plan for the fall. So all I could say is people should not be letting their guard down.
Yep.
Because something else is going to happen. And I mention my girlfriend Catherine every week, And every week that I see her, she tells me something and this stuff happens. So, you know, what are they going to start doing? Are they going to start paying off people's mortgages or buying out their mortgages? Oh,
no,
you're
going
to buy your mortgages. What?
No, the credit cards. They'll be paying off people's credit cards.
Oh, so what if you should go charge them up now?
Yeah, let's charge them up to the mat.
But then they're not going to let you take another one out, right? Unless you get an electric car, because California, they did that this week. They're not going to be giving out loans anymore for gas-powered or diesel vehicles. Only if you buy electric, then you can get a loan. And also Australia did that too.
Yeah, and in California, by 2035, all cars...
2035 will all be
dead. Yeah, right. 2035, they have to be all electric cars.
Yeah.
Now, I got news for you guys. Right now, only the rich can afford electric cars. They're like, you know, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000. They're not cheap. And the batteries, you know, how long will they last? And what about the disposal of the batteries?
Yeah.
You know, and the energy it takes to build one of these batteries, to mine the rare earths.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put the copper and the lithium and whatever else you need to put in there to make them... you know, to make them work.
Yeah. Well, that's what they said. And by on Thursday, which is today, they're not going to be, they're going to be banning the sale of any new gasoline-powered vehicles.
Yeah, and I guess Dodge says they were no longer going to make the Charger and the Challenger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those were, you know, muscle cars.
That has nothing to do with gas. It has to do with supposedly they can't get parts for it anymore.
Well, no, I thought it was because they decided that they're just going to sell people electric cars instead of muscle cars.
Oh,
now, you know,
probably both then.
You know, probably anybody over 30 at one point or another wanted to have a muscle car.
I had one.
You know, I mean, those things, you know, I've driven quite a few of them. There's something about having a couple hundred, you know, 400 or 500 horsepower at your disposal when you hit that gas pedal.
Yeah.
You know, we've always had a love for the muscle cars. You know, when you go back and you look at, you know, Shelby versus, you know, in the Ford products versus the GM products, DeLorean with the GM, you know, developing the Corvette and things, and Shelby making the Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those were the heyday of the American car manufacturers back in the 60s.
Yeah.
No
it's
pollution.
It's crazy. And they've done it in New York, too. You know, it's the same thing. All of the buses have to be converted over to electric by 2033. In fact, there's a couple local school districts that are starting that. They're doing test runs of the electric buses. So this is happening. You know, people want to deny this, but this stuff is happening. It's happening.
Look at that.
And they're gonna push this. They're going to push it even harder. And, you know, I think when we come back from commercial, we are going to talk about more about what they passed in what did they call it? The Inflation Reduction Act.
Right.
We're going to talk a little bit about that when we come back from
the
commercial.
Inflation Creation Act. Okay, we'll see you guys in 4 minutes.
Is that what we're calling it now?
Yeah.
Okay. D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. Hang tight, guys. We'll be back in 4.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We are hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That party's for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually, but for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something luck heirs who will let us get away with it.
This is real, y'all. This is real. This is really happening. This is real, y'all.
Y'all, this shit is for real, y'all. This is for real. This is for real. This is Brooklyn, y'all. Family, y'all take it serious. Y'all take this thing real serious, y'all. This is for real. This is for real, y'all. This is for real. This is real. This is right here in Brooklyn. This is right at Brooklyn Hospital. Y'all, this is for real. They put the bodies in 18-wheeler, y'all. Please stay inside. This is for real. This is no joke, y'all. This is for real.
I don't know. You know me. I'm the skeptical sort, so I wasn't convinced the first 47 times that we were assured that this was real, but the 48th is what did it for me.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
All right, we are back.
Elise. In the physical sense of the matter today. So, all right. We're going to talk about this inflation creation. Is that what you called it?
Yeah,
inflation creation. Yeah, use the other one. That's why it's doing that. So, America right now, and this was as of 2 days ago, this stat. So, it's probably gone up another, $1 trillion since then. Is about $30.6 trillion in debt. That is, I mean, you can't even fathom that number.
Yeah, and I remember, Ronald Reagan in 84, he submitted a budget that was $200 billion deficit spending. Now $200 billion, that's a drop in the bucket. You know, Obama by himself got the debt from, like 10 to 20 trillion, doubled it, and, as much as every other president before him combined.
Yeah.
You know, Trump, he didn't really set any balanced budgets out there, but they weren't as bad as you know, Brandon's. And now that $30.6 trillion.
So now it's about probably 31 since this stat came.
Well, and especially since
he gave
since
another
the interest rates are going up. That means the interest on the debt is going up.
Yeah, he also gave another $3 billion to Ukraine.
Yep.
Yeah. So that stat is about $2.20 trillion more than it was a year ago.
Yep.
That's just
now that $30.6 trillion doesn't include the about $5 trillion that the Federal Reserve, who's not supposed to be taken out in debt, of the money that they printed. Okay, so that's on top of that. But then there's the big ones. The big ones are the unfunded mandates, Social Security and Medicare. Now, you know, we all paid into Social Security our whole lives. And what happened is that was supposed to be a trust fund, and which meant the money goes in and it goes out, you know, it earns interest or goes up, you know, in whatever investments they have.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, you know, take it out to pay the retirees. Well, what the government's been doing for about 40 or 50 years is they'll get, you know, a bunch of money in Social Security and they'll pull it out of there. It goes to the general fund and they put an IOU in there. So that's what the unfunded mandates are. Social Security and Medicare are mandates. They have to pay those out. And I'd heard that Social Security is about $110 trillion in debt, you know, since the government has been stealing that fund.
Wow.
And then Medicare, you know, I don't even know what that unfunded mandate is.
Mm-hmm.
So the $30 trillion of general, you know, the government debt is nothing compared to some of these others that have been going on where they've been playing a voodoo accounting to try to hide it all.
That's crazy. It's just, sometimes I'm just speechless over everything. You know what I mean? So the Inflation Reduction Act, let's talk about this. So, you know, they love to do these things. New York State does this all the time with their legislation. They tuck things away and nobody knows what happened. They do it at midnight and all of a sudden everybody's like, wow, really? That passed? When did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to read you guys some of these stats of what is included in this Inflation Reduction Act. They are doing $6.5 billion in a natural gas tax, which they say will increase household energy bills. $6.6 billion in a gas tax.
Those are additional taxes.
On top of what you're already paying.
Yeah, those are additional taxes. You know how when you get your bill, you know, natural gas will be $20,
and then
there's all these tariffs.
Yeah.
And taxes that you've never heard of in your life.
Right. What makes it $120?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes your bill, right, $100, $120,
all
something
right.
Like that.
Yeah, and they're like, what's this one? I have no idea what that tax is.
Yeah.
But people just don't even pay attention. They just pay it and whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, what are you going to do? Yeah.
$12 billion in a crude oil tax, which, of course, will increase household costs.
You know, so crude oil, I mean, think about the stuff that comes from crude oil. You know, gasoline, diesel, home heating oil, asphalt eventually comes from crude oil, lubricating oils, you know, when you get an oil change on your car,
right.
All that kind of stuff, that's crude oil.
Yep, so that'll be going up. So your oil change, well, I mean, the oil change on my car now is close to $80 when you have to have a full synthetic oil change. That's crazy. I remember when I first started driving, they were $15.99.
Right.
And you didn't have to have full synthetic. You just went and got a regular oil change.
Right, right.
And they topped everything off, shit showered and shaved your car, and you were gone for $16. Now it's $80. All they do is change your oil. You'd be lucky for them to check your tire pressure.
Yeah, or put in some, you know, $2 windshield fluid. Exactly. Yeah, the blue stuff, too. Not the expensive stuff.
Right. $1.2 billion coal tax.
Yeah.
So you notice that they're taxing all of these things that they don't want anymore, right, because they want to move all this stuff to electric. So these taxes are going on all these items that...
But how do you make electric?
I know how you make electric, but people don't see that far.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, they think, ooh, electric is going to save on everything. Uh-huh.
Well, how do you make electric? You make electric with natural gas, with crude oil, with coal, with nuclear. That's how you make electric.
Well, the news won't tell you that. The news is going to tell you how great the electric cars are for emissions.
Mm-hmm.
Right? For emissions. The corporate income tax hike on the U.S. businesses, which will be passed on to households. So a corporate income tax hike.
You know, you think about it. If something costs a dollar and they're taxing the corporation, is the corporation going to, you know, put that other, you know, 5 cents and eat it? No, they're going to, all of a sudden, they're going to be selling that to you for $1.05. Because you know, of the tax, so you know, they say, all these liberals, they're going to be taxing the corporations. Good, those evil corporations. But what do? They just pass it right on to us.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
What's the next
Let's
one there,
see what
Diana?
We got here $124 billion stock tax, which will hit your nest egg. So 401ks, IRAs, pension plans. So I guess take your stocks out because you're going to get taxed to death on them if you don't lose it by then.
Right.
I mean, people are losing their asses on their stocks.
Mm-hmm. They are because the market is down. It's sawtoothing up and down and up and down.
Yep. So, of course, I don't really have any stocks or anything left, so I don't really care. But a lot of people do, and, I don't know, buy gold and silver. That seems to be doing all right for people that have stocks in that. So a 95% federal, what is that word? I don't have my
excise.
I got to get my glasses here.
Excise tax on American pharmaceuticals.
I thought it said exercise tax.
Excise tax.
Excise tax on American pharmaceutical manufacturers. So drug prescription costs, which as toxic as they are for you, maybe people that need diabetic medication, that's going up.
Yep, and it'll almost double with a 95% tax on it. And, you remember the excise tax from when you played Monopoly. You'd land on a board, you'd have to take a chance or a community chest. Oh, pay the excise tax.
Yeah.
You'd have to pull out your Monopoly money, which is about what our dollars are worth now.
Yeah,
and
right.
And pay the excise
probably
tax.
More. You could probably more. Probably sell a Monopoly game for a pretty good buck now. $52 billion. Income tax hike on mid-size and family businesses. So, again, they're trying to take the middle class out here and the businesses. They don't want the central banks, the New World Order, their idea is to not have any small businesses. They want the big corporations. Remember, like during the pandemic, when Walmart and Target and all the big box stores stayed open, but they shut down all of your small businesses, in hair salons that had 3 employees. Instead, they were all the threat of the death of people,
mm-hmm.
not going to a big box Walmart. Everybody was safe there.
Yeah.
But you couldn't go, you couldn't take your cat to the vet because everybody was going to die. So.
But 70% of all employees are employed by small and mid-sized family businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So you get rid of all those, all of a sudden your workforce is decreased in the United States by 70%. What are all these people going to do? Go work at McDonald's and stuff? Who knows?
Well, even McDonald's, they've got people, they've got computers doing things now.
Right, well, because it's too expensive to have people doing it.
No.
They don't have 5 cashiers anymore. They got 1.
I know.
So.
Yeah, I was on hold today with my insurance company for 1 hour and 15 minutes. 1 hour and 15 minutes. Now, thankfully, I was able to get some other stuff done in between that, but I'm like, when they finally picked up the phone, I said, are you guys serious? 1 hour and 15 minutes? And then it took them another 15 minutes to address the problem, and they still didn't address the problem all the way. I'm still waiting for a call back. So it's like a 2-day process to get anything done now. Nobody picks up the phone. Everything's automated.
Right.
They send you around in circles.
Oh, yeah.
Then you're screaming at the thing. You know, can you be, run, you know? I said never run. You're screaming at you, thinking that the automated thing will shoot you off into oblivion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so annoying.
So the next one is they're supersizing, you know, and it reminds me of like supersizing in some French fries or something.
Mm-hmm.
The IRS to increase audit, $124 billion. Now, you know, increasing audits, come on, you guys. The big companies, they've got all their tax accountants, and they've got their tax lawyers and stuff. You know, basically what they're going to do with these audits is come after you.
Right. Well, yeah. that's how they're going to pay the how many, 87,000, whatever it was,
87,000
employees that they hired?
Yeah. Yeah, that are going to be carrying guns and all 40 Smith & Wessons, and that's why you can't find any 40 Smith & Wesson ammunition because, you know, all the brand new IRS agents, you know, are bought all of that up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so so you know what? It's going to come out of our pockets. One way or another, it always comes out of our pockets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people are really struggling. People are really struggling. You know, I hear it, I see it, I talk to people. You know, they don't like what's going on.
Right. Nobody does. Mm-hmm. You know, I always go back in history, and I remember when I was a kid, I learned about the serfs, S-E-R-F, okay? And the serfs, you know, they had to pay taxes to the king, the damn, you know, king. And everybody always felt sorry for the serfs. Well, I did a bunch of research a few years ago, and you know what tax rate the serfs had? 25%. And, you know, I'll be a serf any day, you know, and pay 25% taxes instead of, you know, what I'm paying now.
Yeah.
It's absolutely out of control.
Yep. I mean, there's still some good states. I mean, the guy in Florida, he's doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I listen to what he's doing every day, and, you know, he's got it together. You know, you got to hope that he's legitimate.
Yep.
You know, I don't know. It's hard to trust any of them anymore.
So here you go. Kathy Hochul confirms she is Andrew Cuomo 2.0 in all of the worst ways. Just yesterday, while campaigning for lying Pat Ryan, Kathy Hochul outrageously said that Lee Zeldin and Mark Molinaro aren't real New Yorkers and should move to Florida.
Hmm.
Remember when Andrew Cuomo said that conservatives and Bible-holding, gun-toting conservatives are not real New Yorkers and should move out of the state? Well, look what's happened. A million a year have been moving out of the state.
Yeah. I think it was 1.2 million last year.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
I don't think too many people are moving to New York City. I don't know.
Oh, here's one. We got 716-901. I wonder if they want to talk.
They don't have their hands up.
Yeah, they're listening.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think we should just stick a fork in an outlet and call it a day. What do you think, guys? It might be a better option. Oh, my gosh. So what else we got? Too much.
Let's see here.
Too much. I mean, some of the stuff that I sent you.
Here we go. Soros-backed media group to buy out conservative Hispanic radio stations ahead of 2022 midterms.
Of course. Soros, well, he owns a good chunk of everything, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And here's a guy that hates the United States, that hates capitalism, but made billions of dollars in capitalism. You know, they weren't paying him that much to turn in his own people in Poland during World War II.
Yeah.
So,
he's an evil man, and he's behind, you know, a lot of this agenda of what's going on.
Uh-huh.
You know, and he's just as much pretty much admitted that.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, and Fauci is stepping down, finally.
Oh, yeah. So how could we forget about that news this week?
Yeah, right.
So he's just going to evaporate into thin air.
Yeah,
just like, no, people say that no, because they're saying, oh, you know, he's going to pay for what he's done. I don't know. I mean, Cuomo never paid, and he kind of evaporated into thin air, and I feel like that's probably what's going to happen with him. So, I don't know. I could be wrong.
Yeah. Let's hope he evaporates permanently and
goes
to jail and evaporates there.
Oh, they might just ship him off to Epstein Island.
Yeah, right.
You know, they just ship him off to Epstein Island. And who's going to take his place? Has anything been said about that? I mean, how does that work? Do you know?
Nope, don't know.
No, I don't know either. I guess it depends on, I don't know, the elections?
Yeah, I guess
the elections,
so.
Is Pelosi up for re-election? She's up, right?
Oh, yeah. Everybody in the House of Representatives is up for re-election.
Huh?
And she'll probably get reelected as she has been,
selected.
But hopefully we're within, I think, 5 or 6 votes of having the majority in the House of Representatives. So hopefully we can turn 5 or 6 of those Dem seats, and then she'll just be another congressman again, or congresswoman, that'll be it.
Yeah. So I think we should talk about the jab. Just for a little bit, now they're trying to come out and say, that it's Trump's fault.
Yeah,
people
right.
People are dying from the jab and everything else, which, on the one hand, he did have Operation Warp Speed, and nothing has been said about that, the enormous amount of deaths and injuries there are. And I almost feel like everybody knows somebody who's been affected by the jab now.
Oh, yeah.
In a roundabout way.
Yep. Yeah.
And people are coming out and even admitting, like, damn it, I wish I would have never got that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because then the news comes out and says, they were never effective in the first place, and her natural and herd immunity were, probably the better way to go. And then they can come out and they say this 2.5 years later after people have lost their lives and their businesses and, their everything. Everything.
Well, Diana and I met a guy at the gym last week, and, he was perfectly healthy, goes to the gym all the time.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he's got some blockages, had to have open heart, put a couple stints in.
Yep.
And
I asked him, I said, because I don't want to really, dig, saying, oh, I bet you got the jab. No, I just said to him, I said, what do you think changed? What's different? And he said, I think, I had that booster shot, he says.
No, he had 3 boosters.
Yeah, he said, I think it was the 3rd booster. He goes, something went wonky there. And I'm like, yeah, well, it very well could be. And then we ended up getting into a conversation. And he believes it. He really thinks that was it now.
The 3rd booster, not the 1st and 2nd one. Or the shot. There's something in that 3rd booster.
Something, yeah. It wasn't anything in the 3 that probably tripped his immune system off, and the 3rd one just tipped it over the edge.
Oh, right.
So, and you got to feel bad for some. I mean, because they don't know. They've been brainwashed by the mainstream media, and they don't know. They don't know that they're what they're doing to themselves, and the doctors aren't going to tell you. The doctors are just going to say, it was a coincidence. I doubt it. I doubt that it was a coincidence that when one of my children had the MMR shot and banged her head on a wall for 4 days. I don't think that was a coincidence. Just saying. But the doctors will tell you that because they're paid to tell you that.
Right. They are paid, in more ways than one, to keep on, so often they treat symptoms instead of finding the root cause of what's causing the problem.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know where that's going to go. I think that, I feel like the COVID thing may die out even more so than it already is. Now they're lifting, the mask restrictions and the social distancing, which was all nonsense in the first place, and the kids are being You know, they don't have to follow the testing guidelines in schools anymore in New York. So something else is coming. They're brewing.
Mm-hmm.
They're brewing something. And, you know, I've had that feeling for a couple of weeks now that, you know, there's going to be something that happens. And unfortunately, that energy is not too far off most of the time. So looks like Kathy Hochul doesn't want to go into a debate with Lee Zeldin. I'm just reading this new article here. I guess he called for a debate, and he's claiming that Kathy Hochul is too afraid to debate, as his invites are going unanswered to debate with him. I think it's a little too early, but I think she probably will do it as soon as she has everybody write her script for her.
And once she gets all her teeth whitened again, because Smiley, you know. In that one picture, that's the only picture I've ever seen of her where she wasn't smiling.
Well.
Because I call her Smiley.
Yeah. Well, she's controlled by the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to go to our next commercial, and we have a caller that wants to chime in with us. And, you know, we should get to the couple of emails that we have, too.
Right, right.
You know, we don't want to forget about those. But when I get back, when we come back, we're going to take you, caller. But there was an article that came through talking about waiving. The IRS is going to be waiving $1.2 billion in taxpayer penalties. So I guess if you screwed up on your taxes and you were getting penalized, you don't have to pay that either.
Yeah, just give away the money.
Yeah.
Send some my way.
Yeah, I mean, who cares? You might as well cheat on your taxes now. They're going to forgive it.
Right. All right.
You know what, but still, be a better person and don't, you know, yeah. Because the big guy up there, in my opinion, is always watching, so if nobody else knows, he's going to know, and, you know, you'll get your ass in trouble in the end.
Yeah.
So let's go to commercial, and then the caller that has their hand up there, we see you. We're going to go to our four-minute commercial, D&D, Delivering the Truth in New York State and Beyond. We'll be back to take our caller and answer some emails, and we have other topics.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets, and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Paul, where is your letter of recommendation?
Peter, the Corinthians hearts on my letter.
Paul, that is utter bull malarkey. Daniel 11:32-36 warned us of the one who will deceive with flatteries, saying that we are free from the law. There is a Freedomizer broadcast called Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul. It airs from noon to 3 p.m. Pacific, 1 to 4 Mountain, and 2 to 5 Central every Saturday. Join Rachel Hodge 3 to 6 Eastern Saturdays by calling 319-527-6208.
I will not call 319-527-6208, crafty fellow that I am. I should have caught her with trickery.
No chance, Paul. Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul airs noon to 3 Pacific on Saturdays.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com, join the network there. It's all the same, and we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints, but they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And join us on Facebook, facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Join me, Dahl Arntzen, your host, Fridays, the Alaskan Patriot Network. I will bring you conservative views and news, both at home here in Alaska and around the world. So be sure to tune in Fridays, 2 to 5 p.m. Alaska Daylight Time, the Alaskan Patriot Network.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
We're back.
We are back.
This time in mind, not body.
Right.
So, there was an email that came in, and the email says, "Dear D&D, do you think that Kathy Hochul will win governor this year? I feel that if she gets reelected, I'm going to have to leave New York State because I don't think that I can handle another 4 years of the turmoil and disruption, not only in my life, but in my family's life, period. What advice do you have for us?" Signed, Desperate in Westchester County.
That's Reno's backyard.
Mm-hmm. Well, the best advice I would have is prepare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Yep.
Personally, I think she's going to be reelected.
Yeah, I'm hoping not. You know, if every gun owner in New York State got up and voted against her, she wouldn't win. But as much as they complain, they just sit at home and they don't vote.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the whole voting system, though, you know, that's something that
right.
has to be addressed. We've mentioned that a lot of times.
Right. And if you go to our April 28th broadcast, we had the Citizens Audit on, and that was, I was speechless. I didn't talk very much that night because...
That's a miracle.
Yeah. You to be speechless? Oh, I was speechless. I'm still recovering from that show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you got to go back to what Mao Zedong said, that when the population no longer trusts the elections, it's time for a revolution.
And that's what I think is going to happen, because you can't trust the elections, not just here, but, you know, that's been proven.
Yeah, nationwide, they're auditing a lot of states, and it's a mess. It is really, really, really a mess.
And the question is, That's great that they're all doing that, but what's going to be the end result of that?
Yeah. You know, it's like if they had found out that Obama was not a citizen, you know, would they have, like, torn up every executive order that he made? Same thing with Biden. If they cheated in the elections, what are they going to do? Could you imagine the chaos of the government if they found out that, you know, the elections were stolen?
Yeah. Yep. And then, again, what can you do about it?
Right.
Because, I mean, Trump's been complaining about that forever, since, you know, almost 2 years ago now, and nothing's ever been done.
Yep.
So, well, we have a couple more emails, but let's get to our caller that's been patiently holding. They have their hand up.
Yep.
So are they unmuted? Caller, where are you calling from tonight? Welcome to D&D.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I'm calling from Buffalo, New York. And
Buffalo.
I have a question.
Buffalo in Western New York, yes. The other armpit of New York.
Go Bills. Okay.
Yeah, the other armpit of New York State.
The reason I called is earlier in the year, there was so much talk about the Republicans taking over the House and the Senate, and they were going to smash everything up. And now that things have started changing, and our illustrious president is, you know, lowering gas prices, and from what I hear, he's taking a lot of the gas from the strategic pile. And that's why the prices are coming down. But I don't know if that's true or not. And, you know, he's giving away money left and right, that it might be a little bit different come November. What are your feelings on that?
Well, I was listening to Ron DeSantis today in an interview, and he was saying that he's expecting gas prices to actually go back up come fall.
Yep. Come after the November election, they'll start going back up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to fill my Suburban.
Yeah. Right. So,
but
as far as answering
what about
the question,
but you don't hear very much about the Republicans and the policies and what they want to change between now and November. It seems like they just got all hushed up. And then when you have somebody like Mitch McConnell that's not backing Republican candidates, I think that's awful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I really
yeah,
think it's terrible.
Inbred fighting.
Well, I don't know what he's doing, but I think that he should not be reelected again. And it was my understanding that isn't he up for reelection this year, or is it next year? That he needs to be out of there.
6 years. I don't know what his cycle is.
He's every six. So if it's every 6 years, I don't think he is up this year.
Yeah,
I feel like that's too soon. Yeah, I feel like there's like a whole bunch of inbred fighting going on there, isn't there? You know, so, you know, there's even, you know, people go as far as to say that the Republicans are a part of this whole, you know, New World Order deal, you know, that they're just there for a little bit of distraction. And, you know, there could be some truth to that. I don't know.
But what they're concentrating on now is things like Mar-a-Lago and Trump,
right.
And, you know, he's being the sacrificial lamb and everything else. There's people in this. They have no clue what's going on. I don't know. I think they're a little bit more sensitive to what the American people are going through, but they're not doing anything about it. And
right.
It kind of upsets me.
Yeah,
you know, I don't
know
how you feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just looked up Mitch McConnell. He was just reelected again
in
2020. So he's got until 2027 on his current term. Now, he's been around since 1985.
Yeah.
So that's almost two generations that he's been, you know, a U.S. senator. If he can't get done all the stuff that he wanted to get done, it's time for him to, you know, step aside and let, you know, some young guy go and do
McCarthy taking over.
What was
that
last part?
That McCarthy is taking over, or he wants to be the next Senate Minority Leader? Is that true?
McCarthy is in the House, so you'd have to get elected senator. So look at this, Mitch McConnell, his net worth, almost $23 million.
Wow. He's
well,
a rich
that's because his wife has, yeah, but his wife has a lot of dealings with China. So I think that's where he's getting all his money.
Oh,
but
I'm sure.
He's getting
sure
money.
A lot of them
yeah.
dealing with China.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm a little disheartened to think that, you know, they had their foot in the door, but now all of a sudden there's a small window. There's no big door anymore. There's a small window, and no one's doing anything. They're just complaining about things that they shouldn't be. And our country is in crisis. We have the southern border that's wide open. Who knows who's coming across that border? There's no security there. I feel very bad for the people on the southern border coast. I feel bad for all the counties and cities that are taking on all these immigrants. And I don't know. I think that bothers me more than anything. And it bothers me that inflation is so high. People that are on a fixed income, they've got to pick their medicine versus buying food. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot
or
of people are
families,
in
the Yeah. Or even families buying gas or maybe not eating. This is like
mm-hmm.
really bad.
And
I don't
bad.
Feel that there's,
yeah.
there's no compassion. Democrats don't care. You know, the Republicans aren't doing anything. So who do we vote for in November?
Ourselves.
I guess
ourselves.
That's my question.
I really think what it's going to come to is, you know, a revolution. And, you know, that's why we try to tell people to prepare and be prepared to defend yourself and, you know, stock your freezers and your refrigerators and your pantry because, you know, I think it's going to be an all-out, I think it's going to get really ugly.
Yeah,
I was
hoping it would be a bloodless revolution, but I'm starting to think otherwise. You know, yeah, this summer we didn't have the riots, we didn't have the looting. You know, I thought for sure that was all coming. But
we didn't have the riots because there's nothing left in a lot of these larger cities. I mean, half the stores in Minneapolis are burned down, so there's no riots.
Yep.
You know, and, you know, Black Lives Matters and Antifa, all those people, they're not going to do anything because now that the Democrats are on the rise, they're not going to do anything. They're all getting free money or doing whatever they got to do.
Yeah,
so
well, they're planning Democrats too, so.
Yeah. Well, they're planning after the election. And then it's going to be all sorts of stuff going on. But that's what scares me. Where do you go? I surely don't want to live here anymore. It's getting to be pretty tightening. You know, it's like the freedom is slowly slipping away. And you have all these socialists that were elected down in Manhattan and New York City, and that's where
mm-hmm.
they're going. And I think half of these people that got elected, they don't even realize what socialism is.
No.
They don't
know. They do. I don't know if you had seen the video. There was a video that came out, and I think it was maybe the AG or something like that down in New York City, where they were celebrating. They were literally saying, we voted in socialism. This is where we're going. We can't wait for this. Bring it on, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, that is what they want in this state. You know, they want total control of you and anything that goes along with it.
Well, Diana, you said the key word, control, because the people running socialism, they don't live like everybody else, you know, like everybody that they're ruling over. They, you know, they live like kings, and everybody else lives like peasants.
Yeah.
And that's why they want socialism, so they can be the bosses and the control.
Yeah, we're going
back to the serfs, right?
the serfs
paying taxes to our king. Yep. That's pretty much how it's looking. But I didn't mean to be depressive, but I just wanted to really voice my opinion. And I'm sure I'm not the only person who feels that way. I'm sure there's lots of people that feel that way. And they're kind of at a loss. They just don't know who to vote for in November, and they're already talking about 2024, and we haven't even gotten to November 2022. So here we go. Always
right,
looking
yeah.
ahead.
I just can't stand to listen to that. And, you know, I don't think we're going to – I don't think our country could possibly make it that long on the path that we're on. You know, on the path that we're on, I can't see how we would make it that long.
I always remember my mom saying that we should always be fearful of China. And she was saying that for years and years ago, that we should be really afraid, because she would laugh and she would tell my sister, you better learn how to eat rice, because that's what you're going to be eating. And you know what?
Uh-huh.
Little by little, it's coming true. They're buying up all our farmland. They're buying up all our farmland. They're, you know, if you want to take over the country, right, all you got to do is take over the food. That's number one.
Yep.
And they're doing
you're
it.
Right.
Little by little, little by little. And, you know,
yeah,
that scares me, because no one's doing anything about it, except for maybe Ron DeSantis. But everybody else is sitting on it, so they must be getting a lot of money from China.
Yeah,
to just
and, you know,
Bill
Gates
like
is one of the largest farm owners now in the U.S. And, you know, they want you eating bugs. I mean, they're literally putting cricket flour in, you know, in some of these foods now. I mean, that's just downright gross.
And
that's what they're using is the filler. But I saw an article today on Telegram. I don't even think it was on Telegram. I think it was in the Epoch Times. They're taking old windmill parts and grinding them up to make gummy bears.
Ugh.
It's like, are you freaking serious? You're going to be eating windmills. So,
it's bad enough what we're eating, plastics, and who knows what else is in some of the stuff that we're eating. But now we've got to look at everything, right? I'll let you go so you can get to your emails. I don't want to hog up all the time. But thanks again for taking my call. And thanks
for
having a great show. Okay, thanks for having a good show, and I'll look forward to many more.
Okay,
bye now.
Bye. And her concerns are definitely legitimate, you know,
right.
And that's, you know, what we're hearing all over the place. What do we do?
Well, you know, the windmills, those things don't even decompose. They, you know, they just last forever. So I guess that would be good roughage, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, eating up ground up windmills?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not even funny because, I mean, it's just sick. You know, it's just sick. And unfortunately, what do you do? I mean, I guess just buy organic and, you know, non-GMO and look for these things. And back in the old days, people think, oh, organic, that's such a farce. You know, that's so stupid. Well, pay now or pay later or, you know. I mean, organic is the same price as non-organic nowadays. So you might as well make the investment. At least you know what you're getting. At least you hope you're getting that.
Or you grow your own. In the old days, they used to call that homegrown.
Right. Well, you grow your own, but you still got to get non-GMO seeds and, you know, and everything else. Otherwise, you're making yourself your own GMO garden.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's absolutely crazy. It really is. And the concerns of our caller are legitimate, because that's what we hear all the time.
Yep.
You know, and is Ron DeSantis, is he legitimate? You know, or is he another puppet to get the hopes up of the people, you know, the New World Order, like Trump did? So, people say, oh, Trump was so great, Trump this and Trump that. But I try to look at both sides of this in thinking about Trump. And, you know, he was pushing the 5G. You know, he signed the 5G. He signed the orders for... to have that installed. He signed the orders to push this vaccine so hard that's, you know, injuring a gazillion amount of people now that have died from this jab. So, hard to say. What you got? We got about 9 minutes left.
Let's see. What else?
I mean, there's so much stuff in the Epoch Times. I don't like the Epoch Times because, you know, they give you these little
the headlines.
Three things, and then you got to subscribe to it.
Right, and it's, you know, and it's a teaser.
Right.
And
so what I try to do is I go into it, I read a, hurry up, because I learned how to speed read in college, hurry up, read a little thing, and then it cuts you off. Then I go back into it, read another sentence.
Right, that's what I do with it.
Yeah.
And then after a while, I guess the cookies figure you out, and it goes right to the ad. When you click on
right.
it, you can't click out and click back in again.
But speaking of the Epoch Times, I mean, they came out with an article that said, you know, the vaccinated are making up a higher proportion of people with COVID-19. I mean,
right.
So, you know, it didn't go according to their plan 100%. Now, will the people that got the jab have either lifelong issues or death eventually? I do believe they will, you know, when you listen to these podcasts and things about the spike protein. You know, that's something definitely real, and it's, you know, it may not be today, but I think they're going to have some long-term health problems down the road.
Yeah, I agree 100%. They, these vaccines were never tested. They're not vaccines. They're shots, just like a flu shot's a shot.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's who knows what's going to happen? They do, but none of us do.
Yeah. Well, you can see it's already happening.
Yeah.
You know, it's already happening, and it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
It is, and you know, even people that haven't had the jab that are around this spike protein, you know, they're having issues. So, I don't know. It's So we have, and our upcoming shows, we've got some pretty exciting upcoming shows coming. We're going to have on Divide New York in a couple of weeks, talking about how they want to, or we want to, split the state off into three autonomous regions. And they're coming to Batavia with their annual meeting on September 10th. So we're going to have the, what do you call him, the chairman?
Chairman
of the board. He's going to be on, and the week after that, I'm really excited for this one. We're going to have the California Divide Movement on. So California wants to also split off their state, which they've been trying to do for a long time, and I'm interested to learn more about how they're planning on trying to do this.
And from what I understand, you know, California was trying to do it first. And this group from New York kind of copied what they were doing. You know,
it's fine because we all get along, and I've spoken to them many times.
You know, why try to reinvent the wheel?
Yeah.
What I've heard, though, is originally they wanted to split California into three regions. Now it's six regions. So, you know, there's similar movements going on where they, you know, Virginia wants to get rid of Northern Virginia, the D.C. suburbs up there, you know, because they're too liberal. You know, Colorado wants to get rid of Denver.
Well, that would be a good thing.
Illinois wants to get rid of Chicago. So it's going on all over the place because you figure a lot of these, you know, states, one city is half their population, just like New York City is to New York.
Well,
you know?
I mean, these damn liberals want to change all the history of everything, right? Take out Columbus Day and get rid of Mr. Potato Head, so why not change the states a little bit?
Right. And, you know, I was trying to remember, and then I remembered we were talking about COVID a little while ago, and there was something circulating around Kamala Harris saying, you know, right now 100% of the COVID cases in the hospitals are people that have been vaccinated. And right now 100% of the deaths are people that have been vaccinated. So go out and get your shot. It's like,
I don't know about that. That video could have been fixed. It's hard to know.
I know.
I mean, she's stupid, but I can't believe she'd be that stupid to say that.
Well, you know, some speechwriter, maybe a Republican, got hired and was like a deep cover spy in that campaign, wrote a speech like that. And she was just reading off the teleprompter, not knowing what the hell she was saying.
It could have been. You never know.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Biden is just not dead yet and she's not in. You know, because that was, you know, they were saying that was going to happen within a year, but who knows? who knows?
Well, it might be like Weekend at Bernie's, that they're just propping them up and someone's, you know, got their hand
or he's a clone
in his neck, and they're just moving his mouth while someone else is talking.
Yeah, could be. And then the week after that, we have on Senator Rob Ort, phenomenal gentleman, dynamic gentleman, cares about New York State.
Yeah,
there are a few of them that do.
He's a New York State Senate Minority Leader.
Mm-hmm.
Really, you know, relatively young, mid-40s for that. He's also a vet. He enlisted right after 9/11. So that's why he wanted to be on the show right around 9/11, so he could talk about that and what was going through his head when he enlisted and when he was deployed. He was also the mayor of North Tonawanda for a while before he became a state senator. So really good conservative. And before he became minority leader, he was the sponsor of the divide bill in the Senate.
Yeah.
So
we'll be interested to have him on. And we already have a booking for January for our show, surprisingly enough. I'm not going to give that one away, though.
So, let's see.
I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we're good, too.
Yeah, I think we're going to save these few emails for next week because they're going to tie into next week's show.
And we don't have enough time. We've only got about a minute and a half left.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in tonight, everybody. I mean, we could have gone on for hours about all of this stuff today. That went by fast.
Yeah, it did. So, okay.
So get educated. Check out the website if you guys want to do some detoxing from the chemtrails that they're spraying on. Hope, Healthy Help. It's Hopes, H-O-P-E-S, HealthyHelp.com. There's some really good products that I like to endorse on there. Non-GMO, of course.
Right.
So, and just a quick plug that I want to give to
Steve Sams.
Who is running against Brian Higgins for Congress. Great guy. Deserves to have a little bit more recognition from the Republican Party here in New York State and a little bit more help. So we want to put a plug in for him and, you know, check him out on his website, samsforthepeople.com.
And then another one who was also on our show was Ed Rath, state senator, just won his primary. And but, you know, he's got a big election coming with against Sean Ryan.
Oh, yeah, Sean Ryan, the worst. So we're signing off for tonight, guys. Thanks for joining in. Catch us on freedomizerradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. This podcast will be up on Apple, iPod, and where else are we? Oh, iHeartRadio, of course. Yep, iHeartRadio. So we'll put that link in there. We'll see you next week. D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. Good night, guys.
Have a good weekend.